This is episode 1899 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, we culminate a 7-part series we've been exploring all week long, and that has been the theme of mental clarity. All week long, you have discovered a different meditation technique in each episode, as well as insight and inspiration for mental clarity. In today's episode, you will put it all together as you review the week. This is the all-important weekly reflection we do at the very final episode of each series I share with you here on the podcast. This process of evaluating your life, how you live your life, the big wins and the points that were difficult, is golden. It is your chance to evaluate your actions and your emotions and to learn from them. So many times, it's easier to just go through life without much reflection. You can become numb to your emotions when you do this. You don't really allow yourself to celebrate or to mourn during those times when you can feel as though you failed. So as you go back and do a reflection meditation today, know that you are in good company when you do this. The Dalai Lama is reported to do a daily reflection to reflect over his day to improve his emotions and how he responded to stress throughout the day. Many other great thinkers and philosophers, including Marcus Aurelius, we did a series on the ancient Stoics in last week's series. And in that series, I shared with you how a former Roman emperor who was a major proponent of Stoicism did this. He reflected over his day to notice what were the high points and what were the lessons he could learn. No judgment, simply noticing how you could improve. So you are doing something very important for yourself. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to do a reflection meditation, or even if you're out going about your day right now, if you reflect over your week, this past week, and you think about the times when you had the most clarity, when were those times? Who were you with? Where were you? And what were you doing? Think about techniques you may have done or just habits you may have done that help to improve your week and to give you a sense of clarity. Maybe you woke up earlier and you were able to reflect on your day before it even began, and you anticipated when you might experience stress and you thought about what you would do to help you manage that stress. maybe you didn't do that and you realize the value to your clarity if you were to acquire a habit such as that. Now reflect back over your week and think about what you could have done to improve it. Maybe you had an upsetting event happen and you wish you would have responded differently. Maybe you were impatient with those you care about. Or maybe you just finished up your work without really putting much thought or effort into it. Think about what you wish you would have done better. Again, no regrets, no judgment, just notice what you'd like to improve in your life. This is as valuable as your big wins. Now, as you reflect over your week, think about your top three takeaways. What can you gain to make your life better from what you learned this week? I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Mental Clarity series with you. For the full half-hour guided meditations, as well as access to over 1,800 guided meditations, you can head over to the Sip and Om meditation app and try it for 2 weeks. Free access to the full app that includes slowdown guides as well as journals that go along with each week's series. You are so worth slowing down for.